Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. As we were last week, we remain in John's Gospel this week, and we have the crowd there clamoring for more. But more of what? Jesus is sure that these hungry crowds just want a little more bread and fish sticks. So he reminds the crowds that they're seeking the wrong thing. He reminds them not to seek the things of this world, like bread and fish, but rather the things of the eternal world. The ability to create a banquet from a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish should not be the impressive thing to the crowd, but rather it was Jesus' caring and love for so many people. Jesus wants each of us to seek the right things in life. Do you ever seek the wrong things in life? I think we sometimes lose sight of our own priorities in life. My daughter reminded me recently when I went to visit her in Colorado, and I spent most of my time, as I've observed so many of our young people do, attached to my iPad or iPhone instead of being present in the moment with her. And she was not very gentle about telling me, but that was a mother-daughter moment we lived through, but she was right. I was seeking the wrong thing in my own life. I was not present to those right there in the room with me. Jesus wants each of us to seek the right things in life. What about your traffic while driving person versus your grocery store person? Here's what I mean. When you get on 290, you head towards Houston, and you get to the first slowdown in traffic, and there's a really, really slow car right there in the left lane, and everyone's forced to go to the right, which we all know we're not supposed to get around that slowpoke. And just as you're getting to the side of the slowpoke, they start changing lanes right into your car. So, do you sweetly slow down and get out of the way? Or speed up and say a little prayer of patience for your driving friend? I think not. I suspect that most of us would say a few choice words under our breath and call that driver a few choice names. But then the grocery store person. Let's think we go into the grocery store and Miss Jean is standing there in front of all those boxes of cereal and she needs help getting one off the tippy top shelf. Do you reach up and hand her the box? Of course you do. You know her, and she's been a thread in this community fabric for nearly 80 years. So what does Jesus want us to do? You're not going to like it, of course, but treat everyone like Miss Jean. The terrible driver, the idiot who takes three parking places instead of one, by the way, I'm often that idiot, the guy who put the huge ding in your new car in the grocery store parking lot, all of those people have Jesus' love, and as Christians, we need to offer our love too. So following Jesus may require a little adjustment in our thinking. It requires that we look for the right things in life. And so what are a few of the other ways that we get it wrong or seek the wrong things in life? Brené Brown's book, which we're going to study in ECW, called The Gifts of Imperfection, is a secular book, but it has many wonderful principles we might consider as we also seek the right things in our own lives. Brown urges us to let go of what people think and live more authentic lives. And based on her research, authenticity is an active, conscious, deliberate choice we make to show up and be real. And she suggests that we each need to be deliberate as we begin to live more authentic lives. We need to realize our own holiness and remain in that holy place. That is our sacred ground, our authentic selves. So how often do you act or say or even do things so that people will like you or think you're a better person? But rather than be someone we're not, we need to courageously share with others who we are. And now the Jesus part of all this, God made each one of us, and so we are loved despite our ability to do the wrong thing sometimes. So let's consider being braver in our own lives and sharing our authentic selves. Jesus reminds us it's not the food or the water that will make us complete. It's not the adoration of others that will make us complete. It's not the magic bread coming from heaven in the wilderness that will make us complete. It's our faith and our own authenticity that will keep us on the right path. And if we think about it, our faith, not what others think or who likes us or who doesn't, our faith is what matters most. And if there's any question about what a life of faith means, we need only look at the epistle lesson today as to what we must do. This beautiful passage from Ephesians reminds us that with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another with love, making every effort to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace, we're to share our gifts with one another. The passage continues by reminding us we would each be given gifts, and there's no question that this church itself is an evidence of this passage. For instance, we are blessed with Kay, who's not even here in church because she's doing this, who spent a career teaching children, and despite being in the stage of life when some might no longer wish to share her gift, she teaches our children in Sunday school every Sunday. And Susan, who despite having a company who has laid off many workers and reduced the hours of remaining workers, doesn't reduce her own work in church, but trains a brand new class of acolytes, faithfully serves our altar guild, serves as reader and verger, and most recently was elected our treasurer. And Anne, who faithfully plays our organ and even lets the little children carefully touch it after the service. Our crafts guild, who meet faithfully to share lives and stories and on, their service right here at St. Bartholomew's. We are all called to be God's people and stay the course. We are all to share our gifts with one another. And sometimes that requires we discern our gifts and our call within the church and within the community. And it says, as the passage continues, and I cannot make it more eloquent than re-reciting these beautiful words of Scripture, we must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. So let us remain joined and knitted together as a church. We are the bones and ligaments and muscles of the church. Let us seek the right things in life. Let us keep our faith. Let us learn from one another in speaking the truth in love and realizing we are promoting the growth of the love of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Yeah.